Welcome to Opportunity Odessa, the podcast of the Odessa Development Corporation, where we talk to community leaders to talk about great things happening in Odessa, Texas. And we have Russell Tippin here today, the new president and CEO of Medical Center Health Systems, or Medical Center Hospital, however many different titles you might have. They're all the same, but Russell's been on the job about a month now, close. And we are excited he's in Odessa, and we just wanted to introduce him kind of to the community and talk a little bit about the hospital, healthcare in general, and then great things in Odessa. So welcome, Russell.
Well, thanks for having me, and I am, I'm super excited to be over here and to be at Medical Center. Medical Center has been a dream of mine come true. I've watched that hospital for the last 20 years since I was when I was in Fort Stockton. One of the first people in my office there was Mr. Bill Webster. He came and introduced himself to me, and I really learned a lot from him, watching him. And Medical Center has always kind of been the city on the hill for me. And so I told my wife and my kids not too long ago, me being able to sit in that office is another dream come true for me. So I'm happy to be here.
Well, that's good. I know our community is happy to have you. And the board made a great decision hiring you. Of course, I've known you for 30 years plus, maybe more
30?
Or less.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not that old.
Well, it's pretty long time. You might not be that old, but I
yeah.
am. But I'll go a long way back and know that you're a strong leader. You did great things with the hospital in the Andrews there. So we're blessed and fortunate to get you over here. So tell us, a little bit about what's going on at Medical Center. I know that there's a lot of challenges before your organization specifically, but just in general for the overall healthcare business.
Yeah, the healthcare industry, even as we sit here and talk right now, is changing that fast. And, I always say in healthcare, if you're standing still, you're getting left behind. And it's a day-to-day grind. It's a day-to-day chance for opportunity to work in the healthcare field. One thing I've learned in my 23 or 4 days is the good news is Medical Center is not different from any other hospital in the industry. It has some very, very good things happening there. It has some very good people, from the housekeeping staff to the doctors to the surgery to the nurses. Everybody plays a key role there. And just as they're the same in doing good at what they're doing, they also are the same with the struggles that we have. The struggles are the same all over the United States. Odessa is not exempt from that. Medical Center is not. But I do feel like they're in a pretty good strategic spot to be able to capitalize on today's industry trends and what's going on. And I think that there's a lot of upside to Medical Center. And there's some good opportunities there for this community just to, I told the board when I first came on that, I fully intend to make Medical Center the healthcare provider of choice in West Texas, and I hope that they want to do that too, because that's what it needs to be. I mean, it's the biggest hospital in this area. It's by far the busiest hospital, and if you start looking at the lives that we are responsible for, I guess that's a good word, the lives that we service. You start looking at a 17 county area that Medical Center serves, which that. Just the landmass in that area is probably bigger than a couple states. I mean, it's that big. You start encompassing all those lives and all the lives that pass through there. There's a good opportunity to provide some pretty darn good health care for those people. But there's a lot going on out there, and I'm lucky that I have found out where the parking lot is. I know where that is. I know how to get into my office. Michaela, my assistant, she's keeping my calendar very full, and she points me in the right direction, just like being here today with you. And it's a good opportunity for me. And again, I'm a blessed man for having this opportunity to serve here in Odessa and at Medical Center.
Well, we're excited you're here, and as we have talked, we meet a lot in Odessa. I mean, everybody's. It seems like we're planning or meeting or talking about it. But you and I both, I think. You would agree that sort of action folks, I mean, the meetings are great, and you got to have them, but a lot of that you want to get out of there and get to doing what we're supposed to be doing. So I know that's what your plans are. You've got a great board.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about your board. I mean, that's those folks are elected. Those folks have a lot of time that goes into these meetings and planning and lots of things behind the scenes in the healthcare industry besides just, hey, there's a place to go if I don't feel good or if something major happens. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in a hospital, but being a part of the community is a big part of what goes on.
And Wes, you're right. I mean, this is the most bunch of meeting group of bananas I've ever been around. I mean, they meet all the time, but at the same time, I understand that sometimes you just got to get people in a room and shut out the outside world to get things accomplished. And I made the comment the other day, I think I've been in more meetings in the last 3 days than I have been in the last 3 years. But there are good things that come out of them. And to kind of shift to the board that we have, this board is very unique in the fact that just the different skill set that each one of these people bring to the board, the different ways that they're tied into the community, whether that's tied into religious groups, into an ethnic group, or into a business group. They all have a niche somewhere, and just trying to plug them in the right spot is what I know what they want to do. They want to serve. I mean, surely they got better things to do with their time than to get elected to be on a hospital board. So they wouldn't be there if they didn't care, if they didn't feel like they could make a difference. And just using them as a resource, I see them. We communicate a lot by text and email, and I see these meetings they're going to, and I like it because, again, that's one more meeting I don't have to go to. But they are representing us. They're out there working, trying to listen to the community and be part of it, and I think they do a pretty good job at that. And I'm very happy and very blessed that they are part of my team. So I'm happy with that.
And your board meets once a month, whether you want to or not. And it's on which night of the week, what time? Just kind of give a little bit of idea.
Yeah, it's always the first Tuesday of the month, even if the first is a Tuesday. Like, for example, let's say October 1st, which is when it comes around, it's on a Tuesday, and that'll be the meeting. And that's at 5:30, and that's in the boardroom on the second floor of the main hospital there. It's open to the public. There's probably about 100, 110 people that file in there, and then they usually trickles down as we get closer to the end of the board meeting. But it's open to the public, and we encourage everybody who's interested to come find out. So,
well, I've been to a few of those. Of course, we do. We go before you to ask for a few things here and there, but sometimes we just we learn about what's going on in the hospital. Our leadership group at the Chamber of Commerce makes sure we do a healthcare day for one of those, and we've been to your boardroom. We've been a part of some of that. Some of your board members have been through the leadership program at the Chamber of Commerce, so very involved in the community. Try to be a part of everything that's going on, and we are just looking forward to the future of the hospital, and we want to remind everybody that you're listening to Opportunity Odessa, the podcast of the Odessa Development Corporation. We have Russell Tippin on today, and you can follow us on Twitter at Odessa Develop, and you can also like us on Facebook at the Odessa Development Corporation. So all these podcasts are going to be connected to those sites, going to be a link to all of that, so you'll be able to listen to Russell and I visit a little bit more, but we really appreciate you being here today, Russell.
Yeah, man, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to us today on Opportunity Odessa. And to find out more about the Odessa Development Corporation and economic development in Odessa, Texas, follow us on Twitter at Odessa Develop or like us on Facebook at Odessa Development Corporation.